the impact of plant population on yield. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Brought to you by American Family Insurance, your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find out more at amfam.com. At a recent Steward Seeds Agronomy in Motion meeting held in Findlay, Ohio, technical agronomist Justin Petrosino was on the program to talk about the impact of plant population on yield. I asked Justin to share with us what research is showing.
Research is telling us that just by basically increasing yield without putting any thought to any other thing, economics or anything like that, just increasing population tends to increase yield. But we really want to make sure that it's an economic increase. So we want to make sure that as we're increasing yield, we're not just throwing more seed out there because seed costs money. So we want to make sure that it's an economic increase. And we also want to make sure that we know which hybrid we're working with, because each hybrid really varies with its response to population. So that's where we need to look into some population data on each hybrid and make sure it's the right one.
You talked about maximum yield and also the agronomic optimum. What's the difference?
The maximum yield is that shear, I'm going to throw out 42,000 seeds per acre, and that is the point where I'm producing the most yield with that hybrid. The agronomic optimum kind of takes a play on that and says, well, we're also putting out more seed, and that seed costs money. So if we kind of look at current corn prices for commodity prices, current seed prices, that agronomic optimum kind of takes that maximum yield and puts in the economics piece and brings us back down to, okay, it maximized yield at 42, 43,000, but that last couple thousand didn't pay for itself to put the extra seed out there. So that agronomic optimum might bring that down to 36,000, and that's the point where we kind of maximize yield without putting more seed out than is cost effective.
Justin, is this kind of research resonating with corn farmers?
We've done, I believe, 7 or 8 of these meetings so far. We've just had tons of great comments. They want to know on their hybrid what hybrid is responsive to population. They want to know all those keys, and we've got guys that are variable rating. They're coming to us asking for prescriptions for those hybrids for their fields. So there's been a lot of response, guys just kind of going hog wild with what research they can do on farm. So it has resonated well with growers.
Justin Petrosino, I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.